And it's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Nice to be back. Yeah, I saw a movie. Actually, my husband and I both went to see this movie because we both thought we would enjoy it. And there was only one other movie playing in English that we hadn't seen called Sinners. And I was a little concerned that it was going to be so dark. It's been getting excellent reviews, which means there's got to be some good stuff about it. But it was a mixture of many different kinds of filmmaking. And I thought, hopefully we will see that. But today, I feel like seeing something kind of light and cute. So we went to see instead a movie called Thunderbolts. And it would help a lot to have some background into the whole Marvel universe, in particular the episodes concerning the Avengers. I am a mere tourist in the land of Marvel, but the Avengers are a group of superheroes. I'm sure you've heard of many of them. And they're no longer being superheroes. So several of the people who were at least partly part of that group, maybe like a tiny part of that group, are now in this new film. And one of the neat things about this new film was that it's quite funny. There's some really funny moments. But the characters, there's a small number of characters headed by an actress named Florence Pugh, who turns out to be wonderful in this. She is Yelena, who's Russian, and her sister had been in a previous movie dealing with the Marvel characters. Her sister had been killed. So she was feeling kind of down, and she decided, well, I'm not so sure what I'm going to do. And she talked with her father, who's very, very funny. He is a Russian, is a Red Guardian, and too was, again, associated with the Avengers, but not as a full-fledged Avenger. So this little group meets a fellow whose name is Bob. And Bob, as it turns out, has some pretty amazing superpowers. But he is not a superhero. And in fact, he was sort of experimented on and then discarded. And then it turns out that they shouldn't have discarded him because he actually has many amazing powers. And I'm not entirely sure who plays the character of Bob, but I said, wow, this guy looks just like Dustin Hoffman did back in the days of The Graduate, so like 50 years ago. And he's kind of shy and doesn't know what his powers are, doesn't know he has powers. So that part of the story involves him finding out what his new powers are. And another wonderful character in all this is I believe it's the President of the United States. And she is excellent. She's kind of not a nice person. It's played by the actress who played in Veep, where she was also not a nice person in American politics. And she's simply trying to do away with the remaining Avengers. She thought they were all gone. She doesn't want them around. She tries her best to get rid of them. And the ways she chooses are kind of interesting and at least a little bit fun to watch. In any event, it is ultimately, I believe, an intriguing movie. It's an interesting film with an excellent cast. There's some cliched characters, cliched storylines, cliched backgrounds, but I was able to rise above all that cliche stuff and just enjoy the movie for what it is. And it's playing in not one, but two big theaters as part of the Maison de Cinema. They have one immense theater, and they have another theater, which is also big, but not as big, but it has some special enhancements in terms of sound the picture and the seats and so on. And it's playing in both of those theaters. So if nothing else, the theaters, where the movie is showing is worth a visit. I'm not sure how much longer it will be there. It's only been there for a little while, but the movies seem to come and go generally pretty quickly at the Maison de Cinema. And I've also recently noticed that many of the movies are only in theaters for a very short period of time, and then suddenly they're streaming on television. I mean, like a lot of movies. This movie, Sinners, which I didn't go to see, is going to be at the theater probably another week or so, and then boom, it's on TV. So you have to pick and choose your movies correctly. What I tend to do is mostly, not always, but I choose movies that are going to be kind of splashy that I would like to see in a big theater. So that kind of lets out some of the smaller movies that you don't need a big screen for. And this also, of course, means that there's going to be lots of special effects. And certainly the special effects in this movie were pretty solid. There was one where a great huge crane in New York City comes down, and you would think, whew, I wonder how they did that, get that crane to come down. So the movie, I'm not sure if I mentioned, the movie is called Thunderbolts, and we're basically dealing with a group that becomes the new Avengers, but now they're called Thunderbolts. And it was named for the lead character's soccer team for when she was a kid. So the Thunderbolts is surprisingly fun to watch. It's about 2 hours and a quarter, which is not ultimately super duper long. Some of the movies that are out there now are much longer than that. I would say if you are just wanting something pretty much mindless, but fun to watch with good performances and quite good special effects, then this is the right movie for you. And if you have someone in your family who's a Marvel Universe person, then they will get a lot more out of it than people who, like me, don't know a whole heck of a lot about the Marvel Universe. But it's enjoyable. So I would say if you're going to look for something to maybe take your mind off reality, this would be it. The other movie, Sinners, which we didn't see, but hopefully will, I'm not so sure if that will do the job or not. That's kind of a horror movie, and it looks very, very dark. And I, at the time that we were looking for a movie, I thought, maybe I don't want to see a dark horror movie at this time in the world. So we saw Thunderbolts instead, and I can recommend it. Not without reservation, but I can recommend it. Especially if you have someone in your family who happens to be a big Marvel Universe aficionado. There's other movies coming up pretty soon. There's one, I believe it's starting next week, which will attract probably a lot of attention. It's the apparently last edition of Mission Impossible. And again, Mission Impossible, there's been many iterations of the Mission Impossible franchise. And this one looks like it's going to be also super spectacular, and maybe actually the last one. It's possible that Tom Cruise has decided enough is enough. He's not going to do any more. I don't know. I'm sure they make a ton of money for him. Anyway, so that's what's happening at Maison de Cinema, and I believe it's also happening up at Galaxy Cinema as well. I tend not to go there, if only because Maison de Cinema is closer. And it's a really nice movie theater that I enjoy spending time in. So I think that's about it for this week. Between now and next week, though, I will see another movie.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a great week.
Okay, you too. Take care.